This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Never once has this segment been anonymous. Elaine writes in for Parental Confidential, and the title reads, "I constantly have to remind my husband to take care of our son." Oh, the neglect, you guys.
Oh, we don't love that.
It should be interesting. Hey, Mike, did you feed our two-year-old? He ate on Monday.
Elaine, it's Thursday, so.
Here's the full message that Elaine sent us this week. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom with my son. His dad is home on the weekends. And when my husband is here on the weekends, I feel like I constantly have to remind him to do things for our son, like brush his teeth, get him in the bath, make him food, change his diaper. And I ask him to do these things because if I didn't, I would just end up doing it and I would never, ever get a break at all. And when I ask him to do these things, he takes it as being bossy and then proceeds to say things like, "What have you done all day? I work 10 hours a day."
Yeah, that's not great.
This is going to trigger a lot of moms. And then he starts to make me feel guilty because I understand weekends are his only time off work to actually relax. He does work really hard. He's a great provider for us. Am I being unreasonable? Excuse me. Am I being unreasonable to ask him to do these things when he's here? I don't expect him to do everything, of course. I love taking care of my son. But it'd be nice to catch a break without having to make sure he's not on top of things. Not to mention, we have had conversations about having more kids. And of course,
oh dear,
I'm hesitant.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. Sorry, Queen. I think that's like one of the biggest things in relationships is like when you don't share the same roles or have the same jobs or careers or whatever the case may be, it's so easy for your partner to point the finger and be like, "Well, I'm actually working. What are you doing?" Like, I've gotten, and I mean,
nobody wants to have that fight.
Don't even have kids yet, but gotten into it with my significant other where they're like, "Well, I'm working." And it's like, just because I work different hours than you doesn't mean I don't work. Like, I hate that.
Yeah, because it turns into a competition. Elaine says, anyone been in this situation or have any advice on how to deal with this? Thank you guys so much. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening, especially moms who have felt this way.
Right.
You know, and especially if their husband and dad is majority of the time away from work, you're doing everything.
Right.
585-252-9800. How does Elaine get her husband to stop neglecting their son? I laugh because it's like it's silly, but it's a conversation obviously that needs to be had with them.
Right.
We got a text that came in from a Pete. Good morning, guys. First time texting in and just wanted to say this woman's husband is being a crappy father. This is the same guy you're having another kid with. Why won't you address all this before having conversations about more kids?
Right.
I think that's a conversation she might actually have, Peter.
She's going to have to.
If you're struggling right now with
miserable.
One. Yeah, of course. Michelle says, no, no, you are not being unreasonable. He sounds like he needs a new perspective about the contribution you make to your home when he's not around. We got one guy named Dave that just texted in. You're lucky enough that you have a husband that allows you to stay at home and not work.
Okay, Dave. Not your husband texting in. Love it. Not him texting in. Not an alias.
Classic. The burner phone.
Classic.
Yes, of course.
All right, there's a lot of sex I got to get to. Run, Elaine. Absolutely run. Demand better for yourself. My ex refuses to spend time with our child as babysitting. Right. Daddy daycare, you know, my biggest trigger.
I don't want to babysit today. Is that what you call it?
It's time for daddy daycare. Nope, you're just watching your child. You're just watching the child that you helped create. So, perfect. This person says, I have a full-time job, but I work from home. My husband goes to work and doesn't have the flexibility that I have. He feels like the house should be cleaned and dinner should be ready when he gets home from work because I've been home all day. Let's not forget that I'm also making money just as much as him. It's so little funny that I'm supposed to be doing my full-time job while providing for our family and getting everything done around the house. He doesn't take the basket of clothes to work with him and fold it while he's there, does he? No. So why should I have to?
What's a man got to do to get a hot meal around here?
Oh, my God. Go to Burger King? I'm not sure.
Where you can get it your way. Robin says, good morning, guys. Being a parent is in no way comparable to having a job. It is a full-time, 24-hour-a-day lifestyle, and I'm sick of these men who think it's just another annoying chore in addition to their overblown opinion of their job. I have been a stay-at-home mom, and I've also worked. And the stay-at-home tasks are far more exhausting than a job. With a job, you at least get some respect and appreciation plus a paycheck. It's more exhausting. I thought laying asphalt in the middle of July on a 100-degree day was tough.
I'm working around here.
I'm no parent expert, but if you have to remind your partner to not neglect your child, then therapy should probably be on the table. Well, listen, I mean, you know who you married. It's going to be tough.
I mean, you know who you marry until you're in new situations. Like, I mean, you didn't always have a kid together. You don't know how people are going to react in certain situations. Jenna from Tri-Lies here. Coming from experience, run, queen. That man doesn't respect you. Prioritize you and your son. Stop justifying his BS. Your husband needs to be present and watch. Watching a child is a full-time job. I think it's hilarious, that girl who was like, do you bring the laundry to work with you and fold it? I don't think so. Yeah, you know, it's hard because we've all been there. And like I said, we all work different hours and we all work different careers and jobs and things of that nature. But one isn't trumping the other.
And then let me get to one more here. At least this woman has a husband. My daughter's father left 6 years ago and never came home.
We're not comparing apples to oranges here, but thank you so much.
I know. Did he leave a note? PXY, who's this?
Dr. Davey.
Oh, no. Wavy Davey. Oh, now you're a doctor.
Still not a doctor. Changes his profession every time he calls in.
What's up, Wavy Davey? Go ahead.
So, tough conversation. Yeah, being a stay-at-home mom, I guess it is tough.
He's like, I know from experience, it's super hard.
Well, it's tough to the age of what, you know, 6 or 7, because then the kids go to school,
right?
And you're still a stay-at-home mom, so it does relax an incredible amount of that point as far as having the responsibility of watching the child. You don't have a full-time job for 5 years and then retire, right? So I hear this argument a lot between parents. And being a stay-at-home mom, when the day's over, you're still at home.
Right.
So she's right. You know, her husband does need to pitch and he does need to help. But again, it's also a choice that we make, right? You could have made a choice, or we can make a choice to go to work and then come home to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see both points. You can see both ends of it. But if your husband's a police officer, I don't think your job at home is tougher than his. There's stresses at each level. I wish I could steal them and raise kids. I'm not saying it's easy. I just think it might be easier, but you can definitely see the parent who stays home, that perspective.
Well, you have kids, right?
Yes.
How do you do it with your wife in dealing with the kids? What's that situation like? Does she work full-time like you?
We both work full-time.
Got it.
Okay. We both work full-time, and the kids are now of school age. They've been of school age now for 4 years, 5 years.
But also,
preschool starts at 5.
I need to interject for 1 second because you say we all make choices and things of that nature. If you and your spouse have a conversation, you're like, hey, it honestly would be cheaper for us. We would actually save money if you stayed home because mm-hmm. of childcare and things of that nature. And you have that conversation and that's the choices
100%.
That you make. You are not allowed to sit here and hold that over my head because we talked about it. And we made the decision executively together to be like, this is actually going to save us money in the long run. So don't come back and throw it in my face because this is what we talked about.
Right. And I don't think anybody's throwing it in anybody's face. It was a mutual agreement.
Let me ask you something. As far as our girl, Elaine, that wrote this message for Parental and the situation that she's in, what advice, because I know you've had many conversations with other parents who've had this exact conversation. What advice would you give her to talk to her husband about? What would that conversation look like?
You know, I think you've got to come down to the realization of the situation, and he needs to realize that, okay, even though she's home all day and I'm at work and I'm grinding, she might get 15, 20 minutes, half an hour there. That might be what he's thinking, is she can relax, kids playing on the floor, she can read a book. You know, I don't think that being at home is 8 hours a day head on 100%. But the thing is, he also needs to understand that when he comes home, she has been under pressure, and he needs to help her relieve that pressure by taking those kids. By, hey, let's go, you know, weather's breaking, let's go outside, let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning, it's daddy kid day, and we're going to leave the house and let mommy be mommy. Mommy's going to do what she wants to do. I'm going to make breakfast in the morning. Mommy's going to sleep in on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
You know, so there's got to be some mutual give and take. Like I said, you know, I, when I'm home from work, we have women in our neighborhood who don't work and they watch the kids. And I wish I could take my kids for a walk in the middle of the afternoon, or I wish I could throw my kids in the pool in the middle of the afternoon, or throw them in the car and go to the park and grab an ice cream.
I think
that's the happy side of it. But
yeah, the discussion is,
it is a stressor.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling, Davey. Thank you for weighing in this morning. I think having a discussion about dividing tasks, even on like weekends, so both of you guys can relax and spend quality time with your son, you know, because both of you are under stress.
I honestly think this starts before you even have kids.
Yeah. Like, that's what, if you decide to get married and be a parent, maybe I'm wrong, but I think you would have a pretty good clue of what might be involved with that. You're both parents. You're both helping raise this kid.
I'm just saying, with like roles in the household, like, I mean, I cook, my girlfriend cleans, like we do our own laundry. There has to be that divide of, so one person isn't just doing everything and the other person's sitting on their ass. So you know you're set up in the future for when you do cross that bridge of kids and other obstacles of duties to be split.
Yeah.
That you're not going to just be doing it and left holding the bag all by yourself.
Thank you guys for weighing in on this Parental Confidential this morning. And Elaine, thank you for your message. Clearly, it's time to have a really hard sit-down conversation with your husband.
Right.
But we're rooting for you. We're going to take a quick break. It's Peaks My Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
Texas.
Just meet me at the Hotel Cadillac at the corner of Elm and Chestnut Street. Some of you may remember this dilapidated building. It used to be quite charming back in the day, but it's been a long time since that was the case. Some changes are coming. Our beautiful Governor Kathy Hochul's initiative to help turn buildings into low-income housing is taking effect. And the Hotel Cadillac is one of those buildings. New York State is investing $6.2 million into the former hotel. They're going to convert it into the fine arts building lofts. And this development is going to feature 42 mixed income units with 13 units offering support services for a lot of the homeless young adults here in Rochester, New York. But to one of the owners across the street, Seasoned Noodles, don't know if you guys have ever been there, said the restored building will enhance safety because it's bad that so many people need to walk on the street because the empty building makes people feel like it's not safe. They get sketched out. I'm not going to lie. I've walked past it 100 times. A little sketchy. Governor Kathy Hochul announced that the development will include free broadband internet services for residents. And additionally, more than $10 million will be allocated to the Fernwood Avenue apartments right here in Rochester, which will include a new public library. And then $2.6 million is going to redevelop the Creekside Clearing Apartments in Lakeville. That's in Livingston County. I mean, there's money being tossed all over the place to just improve the residential buildings right here in Rochester, New York. But obviously, our city is just loaded. We got money coming out our asses, don't we not? But you can thank DOT for that. All those tickets they charged us for speeding, what do you think they're doing with that money?
Putting it right back into Hotel Cadillac.
That's right, baby. It used to be a really beautiful building back in the day. I think you were able to rent rooms by the hour in that place.
Yikes.
I don't know. Ask your dad.
Not great.
Coming up on the show, we're asking the question, if your partner couldn't afford the ring of your dreams, would you have an issue buying it yourself?
That's the question of the hour. And there is a story that has been revealed that has a lot of people buzzing with our girl, Kim Kardashian. I'll explain exactly what happened and what you would do in this situation coming up next.
If your partner couldn't afford the ring of your dreams, would you have an issue buying it yourself? Speak Swine Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I think it's a great question.
Yeah. And the question is coming to the forefront this morning because the news is breaking as we speak about the hard, cold truth about Kim Kardashian and her engagement rings. I mean, the woman's been married, I think, two or three times now.
Who are they? Kanye? Who else?
Kanye, Chris Humphries. Yep. That only lasted 72 days. And I don't know if she was ever engaged to Ray J, but regardless.
Celebs take marriage very seriously.
Yes. And obviously, if you have a surplus of money, you can sport a ring that is as big as someone's car, right? So the story came out that after a 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries, she had an 18-carat ring that she said he made her give up. When the two split, they had less than an amicable divorce, and Kim's emerald-cut diamond engagement ring was caught in the legal crossfires, okay? She said, "I didn't keep it," talking about the ring. "I was pregnant with North and still married to him," she explained. "In order to divorce him," he said, "I had to give up the ring in the divorce."
Oh, now, this would have been
fine and well, but I bought the ring and he only contributed a fifth.
I want to know how much
18 carat ring.
How much did an 18 carat ring cost? That's stupid money.
Yeah. That's insane. I mean, millions.
Millions. But why would you want a target on your back like that? Who wants to walk around with a boulder on their finger? Who?
I mean,
I know there's some women saying, "Oh, I'll take it."
I mean, she's a celebrity. She can, you know, afford whatever it is. But I think it begs the question, right? Because obviously Kim Kardashian is a gajillion, bedillionaire, right? But I think for normal people, regular, everyday people who, you know, have maybe dreamed of their wedding or their ring or whatever the case may be, they've always thought of, "I'm going to have this on my finger. And whenever I look down at my finger, I want to see this. And I want to know that the ring that I've been dreaming about since I was a little girl is going to be there." And you end up with a guy who, for whatever reason, cannot financially foot that bill of your 5-6 carat ring, which is still a huge ring. Would you be like, "All right, Johnny, I got it. I will buy my own ring or at least pay half"?
Kaylee says, if we get married, we're most likely merging finances anyway, so I don't have a problem with splitting the cost or paying for some of the ring. I don't think traditionally that's something a guy should let a woman do. If you're going to propose and get engaged, I mean, what do they say a ring costs today? A certain percentage of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So you should buy the ring and propose. Now, if she's asking for something that's absolutely ridiculous that you can't afford, it's like, well, you know, you get what you get. And if you really desperately want something bigger than what I already gave you, then yeah, you're going to have to, not even contribute. You just might not be the one for me. I told you, we've shared this story about me having this conversation with an ex.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't making much money at the time, but she had to have a ring. And if I were to propose, it had to be at least $27,000 or more with a certain carat, with a certain clarity. She wrote it all down. And that's where the argument started. I said, this isn't important to me. Not to mention, I was making like 19 bucks an hour.
Right.
At the time.
The debt collectors were calling left and right.
I'm not going to do it.
It was simply too much.
I'm simply too much. My hands are tied.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it. And if I'm being honest, it left a really bad taste in my mouth.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that. There are some people who are just extremely materialistic, and that's fine, right? Like, it is what it is. And you don't have to share all the same interests as your partner
mm-hmm.
when it comes to things that you're into, right? But at the same time, I think it all comes down to, I don't know, compromise. And meeting someone where they're at or meeting someone in the middle. But for you to sit there, Chris Humphreys, and be like, I need that ring when you literally contributed way less than half.
Yeah, that's, I don't get. That to me doesn't make any
sense.
That
was what he kind of kept her on the hook for, was that ring. And also, like, what are you doing with that ring? Obviously selling it.
The question we're asking in 585-252-9800 is, if your partner couldn't afford the ring of your dreams, would you have an issue buying it yourself? I got a text from this person. By the way, Costco has some really nice jewelry. Don't feel bad. But this woman just texted in and was like, where is the text? Don't get a ring from a mall jewelry store. You get better quality at other places. But if he gets a ring from the mall at a jewelry store, it's a red flag. Why?
Why? Why is that? No, genuinely.
Can't go to Dubai jewelry store. Those rings were taken.
It also just like begs the question of where people are at in life, right? Like, mm-hmm. for example, if I were to get engaged and we have tons of jewelers that advertise on this station, and they come to me and they're like, hey, we want to do an endorsement with you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, great. I mean, I would be stupid to be like, no, I can't. That's my girlfriend's duty to buy that for me. It's like, it comes down to being financially responsible at the end of the day.
If you can't buy it, you shouldn't afford it. My buddy bought his fiance.
I mean, if you can't afford it.
If you can't afford it, you shouldn't buy it. Because I got a friend, he spent $30,000 on an engagement ring. Realistically, he might have only been able to afford $7,500. But of course, he went right into debt. Right off the bat, because that's what she wanted. And I'm like, oh, God, $30,000 on the ring?
Yeah. And then she loses it.
I don't care what any woman says. I love him no matter what. If you buy a woman a tiny little engagement ring, she's going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
She will. She will be embarrassed to put it on social media. She'll be embarrassed to show it off to her friends. I love him no matter what. I'm sure you do. But you're embarrassed. Woman wants a nice ring.
You can sit there and be like, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. It's like, well, when you need a microscope to look at your symbol of love and gratitude, I think it should probably start mattering.
If the crumbs on the kitchen table are bigger than the rock on your finger, you're going to have a problem with it.
Pebble. We bought my ring together for $600 at JCPenney's. We made nothing at the time.
Good for you.
And this was what was realistic. 17 years later, I still love my ring and its story. All right. You do you, boo.
JCPenney's was
okay
around
with it.
But she bought it from JCPenney's in the 1940s?
No, not 1940s. I think, you know what? If it makes you happy, it makes you happy. But I will say this, and we'll go back to what we were just talking about with the kid. And, you know, one of us has to work around here. If you buy yourself your ring and then you get in a fight and you throw it in their face, like, well, of course you wouldn't do that, Johnny, because I had to buy my own ring. Like, yeah, that's not.
It's just you're asking for problems later on, you know, if you hold it over their head.
This person, me and my husband split the cost of our engagement ring and wedding bands as well. Wow. Interesting.
In the wedding bands, Dee Dee says, my fiance and I split the cost of my ring because he made more than me, but was paying off a mountain of law school debt. So I didn't like the idea of him prioritizing a ring over those payments. Good on you. That's what it's about, helping each other out.
Right.
Helping each other win.
Just neighbors and helping neighbors.
Before we take a break and give away these tickets to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction, you got to tell me. Because the person you're with right now, Breezy, could most likely be your person for life.
Right.
Do you each buy each other an engagement ring, or does only one person get
one? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How much you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much
money?
I mean,
mine's obviously going to be more expensive.
I knew it. How much would you be willing? I mean, does it have to be more than $2,000?
Does it have to be?
Yeah.
Like for me personally?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay. What's the...
But I also don't care about lab or natural.
Right. You don't care about the lab-grown diamonds or anything like that.
No. And that's obviously cuts the cost in half.
Lab diamonds are way cheaper.
Yeah.
So as far as buying her a ring, she's a lot less materialistic than you are.
Yeah, I mean, she might just want one of those silicone things that the CrossFitters wear.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And which would be great for me.
All right, speaking of love, this Saturday night is officially the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. And if you're looking to maybe get a ring on that ring finger, you could meet the person of your dream Saturday. 25 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors will be taking the stage. All the money goes to charity at CSC, formerly known as Gildas Club, and Breezy and I will be hosting. 585-252-9800. Caller 8 right now to win that pair of tickets for Saturday to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. Good luck.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.